Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 13, the Bible says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now down in verse 17, "But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them to command them not to speak at all or nor teach the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done." Now, it amazes me, by Acts chapter 4, we're just a week or so after Pentecost. You realize that Pentecost takes place just 7 days after Jesus returned to heaven, after having been crucified and resurrected on earth for 40 days? We're just talking a week or two after Jesus goes back to heaven. 3,000 people have been saved and baptized. And Christianity is taking off like nothing the world has ever seen. And the religious leaders, the Jewish religion adopted religion into the government. It was the government structure. And they were not wanting these religious zealots to get the word out about Jesus Christ. The work of the church is to get the gospel out. A church was a place to meet away from the world, to clean people up and strengthen people up so that they could take the gospel out and see more people get saved. The church was not to be an entertainment center. The church was not to be a local charity that gave out food and paid people's bills. Church was not to be a place of just gathering. The greatest hindrance to soul winning or getting the gospel out has always been religion. In the book of Acts, it was the temple. We have here virtually every Christian religion that goes against soul winning now. Religion is man-made. It's man telling God what God has to accept from man to get to heaven or to be spiritual. That is not what God said. Virtually every religion has chosen its own way to go to heaven. And therefore, there is no need for soul winning. Well, the Bible says we're supposed to go out and take the gospel to every creature. Peter and John are at the temple getting the gospel out. By the way, notice they're at the temple. And it had become a community center. It was a gathering place. And they were there publicly doing this. Those in the temple were happy that Jesus was gone. They hoped that things would go back to the way it was without Jesus if he were gone. Now, here are these disciples of Jesus going out telling everybody about the gospel that Jesus had given them. They didn't want that. They wanted to get rid of it at any cost. They were losing money, they were losing power and influence, and they had to stop this church, these church people, from getting the word out about Jesus. God uses Peter and John in the book of Acts, this blind man. And God gives us a great truth. Let me give you some things here about soul winning in the early church. Number one, religious people called soul winning ignorant. I want you to notice in verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Isn't it amazing? Someone who will go out and knock on doors and tell someone about Jesus Christ, how the intelligentsia of the world wants to call us ignorant. Christianity, and I've watched it over the last 4+ decades, as they lean more and more towards education and becoming culturally acceptable, they get farther and farther away from soul winning. Soul winning is for young Christians and people who don't know any better, is how they would term it. Religion wants people to think, well, soul winning is old. It's not something that we need to do today. Well, it may be old, but the closer you get to the source, the more pure it is. Church is not a classroom or a seminary. It's to be a hospital where people get well. Number two, the world and religion will try to stop soul winning. Verses 17 through 21. I see signs all the time that say no soliciting. No soliciting does not mean no soul winning, legally. Soliciting means you're asking for money in response to something you're selling. Religious people will try to tell you, you can't talk to people in this area. There'll be signs up in an HOA, a homeowners association, you can't go door to door. Well, that's only good for the people that live in the homeowners association, not for somebody outside of it. The homeowners association is not law. You see, governments try to pass laws, but they can't do it. You see, we're to obey God no matter what. We're not to let a sign, no trespassing. We're not so, and by that, trespassing doesn't mean knocking on somebody's door. Opening the door and going in, that's trespassing. But knocking on the door is not. You don't have to get people upset all the time, but we should get the gospel to every creature. God didn't say that it would always be easy. And number three, the Holy Spirit gives you the boldness needed. We read in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. In verse 31, it says, thy word, the word of God, they spake the word of God with boldness. You know, you just have to get some courage up and go out there and do it God's way. You'll have to go against the world. You'll have to go against religion. And getting the gospel out is not about you. It is about Jesus Christ. When you get over the fact that somebody is not rejecting you, they're rejecting God, soul winning's a whole lot easier. The Holy Spirit helps you become bold, and he'll do the work for you. Don't try to play God. Don't try to judge who's going to listen and who's not, who's going to accept and who will reject. No, let's just do it the way God intended. Let's take the gospel to every creature. Let's make sure that we do it in the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter what man says. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.